Okay, you know, we've been traveling in a van quite a few miles. I think it's going to be just a little over 4,000-mile trip. It's just about time for the second oil change, and we've only been gone for 2 or 3 weeks.
6,000.
6,000-mile trip.
6,000-mile trip. I've been keeping track. It's pretty funny. We go into the Jiffy Lubes, and they go, "Hey, son, you were just here 10 days ago." Yeah, that was 1,000 miles 10 days ago, all right. And here's a little ode to the road, written by Jimmy Rogers.
I had a dream last night. I dreamt my good girl had gone. And when I woke up this morning, she really hadn't done me any wrong. But my good girl is done calling. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm gonna bring my baby back. If an eight-wheel driver don't jump the railroad track, I'll take her from that man, I'll bring her. Traveling around just about a week, I know. Several of my good friends have just told me so and so. But she's found a new man, and now I understand. I'm going away, I'm leaving today. I'm gonna bring my baby back. If that eight-wheel driver don't jump the railroad track, I'll take you from that man. I'll bring you home if I can. I'll bring you home now. Traveling blues. We've got them traveling blues.
We're gonna pick a little tune here, and then we're gonna take a little short break. That sound cool, Mark? Is that a good idea to you? You know, when we get to tour with a big major touring rock star band, we get to hang out on their bus while they're doing sound check, and we get to rifle through all of their tapes
and their wallets.
And it was really cool. They had a lot of tapes of like vivisections, and they had some tapes of people.
A lot of veterinary films.
They had people. They had a very interesting videotape of a man doing something with someone else's feces he really shouldn't be doing. That's all I gotta say. That's all I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna leave the rest of you.
There's a whole lot of things that you shouldn't be doing.
There was a whole lot of things you shouldn't have been doing. But buried underneath all of that was a big stack of Daffy Duck cartoons.
By the way, Gibby's dad was Mr. Peppermint.
Peppermint. I don't know if he grew up in Dallas, but in Oklahoma City, we had a guy named Ho-Ho the Clown. I don't know what you had here in St.
Louis.
That
sounds like what you'd have in Oklahoma.
We had Ho-Ho
compared
the Clown.
To the regal Mr. Peppermint.
Well, Mr. Peppermint is the king. He was the first of the children's hosts. And believe it or not, Gibson Haynes' father was Mr. Peppermint, and he used to host the cartoon show. So this little ditty goes out to him.